Well, we have a couple of folks from the Lorain staff, and it's a great staff, by the way, that Dave McFarland has assembled over at Lorain High. Matt Killian joins us. Jeremy Wilt joins us from the Titans staff. Of course, Matt and I saw a lot of each other back in February and March on that unbelievable state Final Four run by the Titan boys basketball team. And, boy, now he's back out on the gridiron. And, well, you talk about a program and a team that has had success. I mean, we joke about Dave McFarland, but the program he's built at Lorain has just been terrific. So, Matt Killian, Jeremy Wilt, great to have you with us. So, who's going to talk first here tonight? Matt, you gonna start things off?
Yes.
Hold that mic up real close, buddy. Hey, why am I getting that mic? Is that mic on four? Yeah. Talk to me. Is there a flip on it? I bet you there's something going on with perhaps the. I know how to do this. What'd you do to me here? Hold on. We'll get to you, Matt. Just hold on a second. There we go. Now you got a live mic, Matt.
All right.
See?
There we go.
See, you could tell I've done a show or two at the Q and downtown. Yeah, I know how to make that work. All right, my friend. So great to see you again.
Boy,
you go from one successful program to the other, man.
I've been so fortunate to be able to be under two tremendous coaches. And I'm blessed to have the opportunity to learn so much from both of them, Rostano and Coach McFarland.
You know, and this is kind of a different sort of question, but, I mean, Dave and John are definitely different in their own ways. But
that's a word.
But, but they each have built winning programs. There has to be a common thread there, right? Any winning coach that builds winning programs, I don't care how different they are. They don't look alike. They don't talk alike. Right. They don't act alike. But but what's the common thread?
Consistency, and just the fact that they care so much about our young people. It's important. I mean, it's genuine, and I mean, it's a thing that's pretty admirable. Honestly, I mean, we have a lot of struggles. Our kids have a lot of struggles, but one thing that's consistent is our head coaches and their willingness to go above and beyond what it takes to help them out and make our kids successful.
And when you said cares about kids, I mean, in essence, any successful head coach, any successful program. I know parents watch and fans watch, and I mean, he's yelling at the kid. They don't realize how much those coaches care about those kids, and we talk about that all the time. So, Jeremy, what have you seen from Lorain Titan football this summer that has you excited for the 18 season?
Well, I will say that The numbers are great. We've had consistent numbers. The success at the freshman and JV level the past few years has led to that. And we've worked hard, just like everybody that's been here today has all summer. And we've got guys that are, I don't want to say coming out of the woodwork, but we've got guys in positions that they're not used to playing that are going to be players for us this year. But, you know, speaking particularly on the defensive side of things, you know, we've got guys that were starting defensive linemen for us last year that are getting reps at outside linebacker, inside linebacker, and that's a testament to the athleticism that we have with a lot of our guys.
As the trains roll by here at the Brew Kettle, we continue on with the high school football preview. And Jeremy, I want to ask you about, and Matt, you can certainly chime in as well, about the fact that a lot of talk has been made about the brand new turf field. I mean, it's kind of like that scene in Hoosiers. You know, it's a different sport. But you know what? The basket's still 10 feet high,
exactly.
And the sidelines and all that. I mean, everything's the same per se. But just for community pride and program pride, and, you know, the Browns are playing tonight. I know you guys are deeply indebted to them, Brian, Corey, and the whole program. But just talk about what that means, the excitement of just having George Daniel now suddenly look like a big-time football program as far as the aesthetics of it.
And, you know, I will say, you know, as somebody who played on that field back in the 90s when the actual lights were on the field and, you know, you almost ran into them at times on the sideline, the kids, when they saw that and they see that someone outside of our family, the Titan family, cared as much for them to do something like that, It's a totally different mentality for our kids. They walk out on that field, they hit the field, and everything is full speed. There is no walking once we hit that green turf. They are running, they're doing everything because they feel I don't want to say a civic pride, but they feel like they've got to show the Cleveland Browns, the Lorraine community, the greater Cleveland community, that it was worth it. It was a great investment, and we want to provide them with a great return on that.
Yeah,
investment.
We're worthy of this.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Tom?
Love that. A famous man who's on your coaching staff, Bill Grooms, once said, the best thing about sophomores is that they become juniors. Now, we watched and we covered some games, and we saw how talented some of those sophomores were last year. Talk to us about where they're at now as juniors.
You know, some of those sophomores were pretty talented freshmen that played for us a couple years ago. Also with Savon and Dalen. But that group of sophomores that is now juniors is just the athleticism is unrealistic. It's freakish at times to see what they do and how they do things. And the sky is the limit for a lot of those guys. I don't know if they realize where they can go. I don't know if they realize what they can do, and I don't know if they realize how much people are actually watching them and care about what they're doing. We've got, one of the biggest things that that Dave has done for us and for our program is getting the alumni involved. And you've got guys that, have their names still up on that wall, the old Lorraine High locker room, All-State back in the day, that are coming around and meeting with these kids. And, back to the whole civic pride and the civic community, these guys, it's more for them than athletics. They want to be successful for these guys, for themselves, for us.
I know it's probably a question directed more at Dave, but I'll ask you guys, you're on his staff. Is this program now where he envisioned it, where you guys, I should say, where Lorraine envisioned it being? I remember when he got hired, and, Dave thinks big. I mean, everybody loves that about Dave, but he also knew it was a process. Basically a perennial playoff team now. I mean, is it where he thought it would be? Matt, you want to take that?
Well, I will say this. He had me at the freshman level, and he made it a point to keep the freshmen with me that were supposed to be with me and to build it that way. So from the ground up, fundamentally speaking, he wanted to make sure that our freshman program was where it needed to be and then build on it from there. So I think he envisioned, I don't know if he's a prophet or what, but he envisioned exactly this. And for our program to be successful, for them to be, for them to do well in school, to be the scholar athletes that they are. And so our success is based on the hard work. And you could say, like you said, his vision. So yes, it's coming to fruition.
Jeremy, you want to add anything to that?
And, I know you guys saw the banner that was hanging outside a few years back, the old Lorraine state champions. And, excuse me. Dave believed in our kids. Dave believed in these kids that nobody else really did for a while. And, these kids started to believe in what he was telling them. And, you guys know Dave as well as I do, probably better, actually. But, he's a big self-fulfilling prophecy guy. And, he envisioned these kids being great. He tells them that they're going to be great, and they go out there and work. And, it's just it's amazing. And, I've coached there for a long time now. And it's amazing the change in the mentality of our kids.
Tom, final question?
I just know that Dave understands that while this junior class is very talented, you don't have great football teams without great senior leadership. Talk to us about who are some of those senior leaders this year that Dave's kind of put it on their shoulders to say, this is your team, it's going to be what you want it to be.
Well, speaking from the defensive side of things, I have two linebackers on the inside, Kelvin Torres and Cairo Smith. Last year was their first year playing inside linebacker for us, and it was a learning process. Things were a little rough at the beginning, but nothing like learning on the job to make you a better football player, and those two have really stepped up to be really good football players for us. We have a transfer that came in, Zach Evans, Jerry Evans' son, came from EC, and he came in, and he knew that he was coming into a different situation. Leary Catholic and Lorraine High are night and day. And he worked. He really worked. And he worked with the kids, and he did extra. And, he is one of those kids as a senior that is a great leader for us. And just looking across the board, people like Malik McCall, Nate Melendez, who were starting defensive linemen for us last year. They're going to be starting defensive linemen for us this year along with Isaiah McDowell. Those are guys that are learning how to play inside linebacker, outside linebacker for us also to give us depth because, you know, they're committed to the process. And, you know, defensively, you know, and I'm a biased guy, I coach defense, but, you know, I think we have probably some of the better leaders in my time here in this program this year.
So you mentioned Dave, kind of that self-fulfilling prophecy kind of guy. Where has he put the bar for 2018? I mean, you come off a playoff year. We went up to Toledo. That's a game you could have won as an 8 seed. I mean, yes. Would have, could have. But so where's the bar now set for 2018, Matt?
I feel like one of the things that we're making sure that we understand, our kids understand, is that we have a purpose. So to look back, you know, we want to make sure that we progress. So to look back of what we could have, should have done is not healthy. So I think our main goal is just being the best we can be, not worrying about everybody else, but just worrying about and focusing on what we should do and what we can do, and I think things will take care of themselves.
There you go. All right, guys. Hey, you know, you guys can come out and replace Dave anytime you want,
baby. No.
Maybe next year we'll bring out we'll bring grooms for you.
There you go.
That'd be a great conversation for the radio.
I can't hear that.
Yeah, where's that beep button?
Beep button fast enough. No, there's a reason Bill's not here.
Yeah. You bring Bill Grooms here, we're going on the 13-second delay. No, we appreciate you coming out. Our best to Dave. And obviously, we're going to see you as this year rolls along. So it's good to have you guys.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Matt. Matt Killian. Thank Jeremy so Wilt much. From Thank the you. Lorain High Titan football program as they join us here at the Brew Kettle.